today's shir is Masechta Menachas Daf Kuf Beis. We will begin on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. We had learned in our previous shir that Rav Shimon taught us that anything that one may not have hanor from, there is no tums oichon on that food. However, he had also said that if the food had a shasa kosher, if the food had a time when it was permitted to be eaten, then it would be subject to tumas oichon. And we ended this year with Rav Shimon teaching us a concept, a kol haroi liftos kapadi domi, that something that can be redeemed, the halacha views as if it was already redeemed. And therefore, the Gemara asks, one of the examples that we have learned in the Braisa, where there was no Tumas Eichlin, was something that was left overnight, and therefore became disqualified. Ask the Gemara, for long lifnei zrika, in the situation where the carbon remained overnight, the mitzvah lemizrikei, the halacha is that one ought to have done zrika. So even if he dibay zarak, and if he would have done the zrika, it would be a valid zrika. So it falls into the category of kol haroi lizrik. It's a carbon that could have had zrika, and if we follow the line of reasoning that we see Rav Shimon follows, then it should be considered kol haroi lizrik, anything that could have had zrika, kazaruk dami. The halacha considers as if it had zrika. And if it had zrika, it would be mutter b'achila. And if it would be mutter b'achila, it would be metame tumas oichlin. Yet we learned in the previous shiur that it is the opinion of Rav Shimon that such a carbon ain't metame tumas oichlin. And the question is, why not? If it could have had zrika, it should be considered as if it did. Answers the Gemara. It's referring to a situation where there was no time for the zrika to take place. As the Svasenis, another Achroinim, explained the Gemara, what happened here was that the carbon was brought right towards the end of the day. We know the avoida of zrika may not be done by night, and by the time it came to do the zrika, they could not have done it because it was already night. And the Achroinim say it was so late that there was no time even to put the blood on the Mizbeach. Because we've learned earlier in our Masechta that if you put the blood on the Mizbeach, that also will create a situation that it prevents it from becoming possible. Furthermore, the Sfasemis says that it's referring to that if it's Bein HaShmoshes, isn't Bein HaShmoshes Sofek Yoyim Sofek Laila? So how could it be that it was certain there was no time to do the Zrika? Says the Sfasemis, a very important Yesod. He says, indeed, there are certain mitzvahs that are supposed to be done, certain things that are supposed to be done by day, there are certain things that are supposed to be done by night. But Zrika and Bein HaShmoshes, as we said, is a suffix if it's Yoyim or it's Laila. But says the Sfasemis, Zrika is the kind of avoida that must be done specifically by day. And by Shkia, after Shkia you can no longer do Zrika. And that's what happened in this case, that the Zrika was done, that the Zrika was done at that time when it was right before, that the carbon was brought right before Shkia, and there is no longer any time to do the Zrika. Ask the Gemara, according to this understanding, Ava Hoyle Shas Biyoy, had there been time to do the Zrika during the day, Mai, then since we're saying Kol Roy Lizroy Kizaruk Dami, it would be Matama Tumas Oichlam. Ask the Gemara, Ava Tom, we learned yesterday, that what was an example that Rav Shimon gave was something we were metame tumas oichlin, that it was long la'achas zrika. That means since the carbon was brought properly, even though it ultimately became disqualified because of lina, but since at one moment it had a shas ha'kosher, it's metame tumas oichlin. Ask the Gemara, We could have given even a stronger example of something that's metamei tumas oichlin. Lufak v'didah. The medvar memurim. When is the carbon possible if it was lina before zrika? Only in a case shloi hay shloi shas b'yoyim, where there was no time during the day to do zrika. But according, as we just explained, hay shloi shas b'yoyim, had there been time during the day to do zrika, even though they didn't actually do the zrika and it became possible, but since it had a shas hakosher, metama tumas oichlin, which is a much greater chiddush. Answers the Gemara Hachanami Kama. That is exactly what the Brice is saying. Long Kodim Shiro Lazrika, if it became disqualified before Zrika could have ever been done, the example we just gave, that the carbon was offered late in the day and there was never a time where Zrika could be done, then the halacha is, and the time of Tumas Eichon, because it never had a Shas HaKosher. But if it only became possible after a time, after Shiro Lazrika, was Rika could have been done, then the halacha is indeed metame tumas oichlin. It is metame tumas oichlin. Ask the Gemara another question. Again, we learned from the halacha paraduma that kol haroi liftas, anything that could happen, the halacha looks as kapadi dami, as if it already happened. Ask the Gemara, vapigil, bevekotchi kotchim, vemekotchim kal. Let's think about a carbon that is pigil, that we used, that the Gemara said in the previous year, if not metame tumas oichlin. The mitzvah lemizrike. The halacha is that the Gemara is assuming in the Havamina that when did this carbon become pigel? It became pigel during the zrika. That means before the zrika, the Ibar Zarek, had they done the zrika, it was a time to call a royal zrika, where proper zrika could be done. And we're learning now that whenever proper zrika could be done, but why? If we're learning that if a proper zrika could be done, then the carbon is not disqualified, then here the carbon shouldn't be disqualified because a proper zrika could have been done. And as the current ayur points out, the fact that perhaps they couldn't have done a proper have taurus emrin because the carbon became pigel during the zrika doesn't really bother us, because the halacha is that we don't follow we're not concerned about a taurus emrin, because as we've learned many times, taurus emrin are not makif, says the Gemara. My laugh, because what are we assuming? That it became pigel during the zrika. Loi, says the Gemara, that it became pigel b'shrita. And as the Rashba points out, that the Gemara could have also given a teretz that they didn't have time to do zrika during the day, the teretz that the Gemara just gave a moment ago. But the Gemara says, the Rashba prefers to say the pigel b'shrita, because it's giving an example, says the Rashba, where became pigel immediately at the beginning of the avodah. But according to this understanding, Abu Pigel Bezrika, indeed if it became Pigel during the Zrika, the halacha would be Abu Pigel Bezrika, my Hakanam de Matam Tumas Oichlin. Why? Because since the carbon till we came to the Zrika was perfectly fine, therefore the carbon is Matam Tumas Oichlin because it could have had a good Zrika, and that means Kala Roy Lizard Kazarak Dummy, and it's considered like a food. So ask the Gemara, if that's indeed the halacha, so why, when the Braisa wanted to give us an example according to Rav Shimon, where there is pigel, where there is tumas oichlin, at a time of pigel of mincha, the Braisa gave the example when it became pigel by the mincha, that's when it's metame tumas oichlin, the Braisa could have given a much stronger example. The Braisa should have said, when is there a halacha that the carbon is not considered subject to tumas oichlin, the pigel b'shrita, when it became pigel by the shrita, so never could have been eaten? Av pigel b'zrika. So up to the point of zrika was edible, it was achila, and by zrika we say since it was royal lizarik, we say kizarik dami, so it should be with time of tumas oichlin. Answers the Gemara, indeed the Braisa could have said that case, but the Braisa taught us, says the Gemara, a much bigger chiddush. Pigel b'mincha istuchalei. The Braisa wanted to teach us the din what happens if it becomes pigel by mincha. That we know that carbon mincha has four avoiders, and a regular carbon has four avoiders. Regular carbon has shchita, kabbalah, ilokos, rika. The corresponding avoider to shchita, by mincha is kmitza. And we just finished explaining that by mincha, that by pigel, if it became pigel during the shchita, so it never had a shasa kosher, and that's why Rav Shimon is of the opinion that it's not subject to tumas eichel. So we would think that the corresponding avoida by a carbon mincha is the kmitza, and therefore we would assume that if it became pigel by the kmitza, it too should not be subject to tumas eichel. Teaches us the brisa that according to Shimon we don't say that the afgav the pigel b'kmitza, even though pigel was done at the first avoida, the kmitza k'mincha, and we just said the kmitza by karmin mincha is the equivalent k'shchita dami, is the equivalent avoida to shchita. Afilakum tam tumas eichel. Why? Because unlike a animal, until you do the shchita, it's obviously not subject to tumah, because an animal is a live thing, and a live thing is not subject to tumah. But here, as we explained in the previous year, by carbon mincha, we have the ingredients prior to the we have the ingredients available to us prior to the kmitza, so they had a shasa kosher that they considered food. And since they had a shasa kosher when they were considered food, therefore the halacha is it's subject to tumas eichel. The Gemara now continues following this concept that we learned that according to Shimon, kala oimid liftoif kepadi domi, and therefore the Gemara also till now assumed that kala oimid lizroik the halacha is kezorok domi. Says the Gemara, Amar Vashi, Amrita l'shmatza kamei to Rav Nachman. I said over this entire discussion to Rav Nachman, and he said, Afilo teim alon mamish. Even if you said that the animal was subject to lina before the zrika, Afilo teim the pigel b'zrika, and even if we'll say that it only became pigel during the zrika, and therefore we should say that kalayim alizra kezorok dami, and since the kalayim alizra kezorok dami, we should view this carbon as something that should be subject to tumas eichel, because it was considered as if it had a shasa kosher. We don't say kalayim alizra kezorok dami, even though we say kalayim aliftois kepadi dami. And he explains why. Di parak amar. In halacha, we will accept the concept of kalayim aliftois kepadi dami, but we will not accept the concept Ibar Zorik Hava Kalayim Lizrik Kazorik Dami, we don't say. And the Rishonim and Achronim explain different reasons why we differentiate between pigeon and Zrika. The Rashi explains on a very simple fashion Kalayim Liftois, because pigeon is a very easy act, it doesn't require any action. Zrika, on the other hand, requires an action, and therefore we cannot compare Zrika to pigeon. Sfas Emes takes a different approach, a very nice approach. He says Zrika and pigeon accomplish totally different things. Pigeon accomplishes that the animal started off, let's talk about the paradumen, where we said kolayim liftos kepadi domi. We said that we start off with a regular paro, then it becomes a paraduma, and what does the pigeon do? It reverts it back to the status it had before it became a paraduma. What does Zrika accomplish? A Zrika, we want, should accomplish that it should be considered kachim. To take away something is much easier than to create something. So pigeon is much more easily accomplished than Zrika. And since pigeon is accomplished much more easily than pigeon, we say kolayim aliftos kepadi dami, we don't say kolayim alizra kezorok dami. Another explanation is by this paraduma, after the pidyon, it's full-fledged chulin. On the other hand, the behema, that after it had lina, it won't ever become chulin again, because once it was hegdish, it never can completely revert back to chulin. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that even though we could say kol ayma lifters kapadi domini, we cannot say kol ayma lizroi kizarok domini. Ask the Gemara, are we indeed holding that we never say kol ayma lizroi kizarok domini? Meisrei. It says in the Mishnah, kol ayma Rabbi Yeshua, kol shahos lo shasak l'kahanim. Mishnah there discusses when mila is or isn't applicable. And the Mishnah says that anything that had a moment where the kahanim were allowed to eat from something, and my alamba, there is no longer any meal on that item. The koshloi hoslashasat to kahanim. On the other hand, something that never had a moment that may have been eaten to kahanim, my alamba is subject to meal. And the Mishnah explains itself. What is an example of something that had a time that it might have been eaten by the kahanim? Shalona, a carbon that remained overnight. Shenitmas, that became tamei. Vishyotza, that it was taken out of the Azara. Vezi shlohos l'shaaset l'kahanim. What is an example of something that never had a shas heter? Shenishchot achutz l'zman achutz m'kaymai. When the animal was offered with a machshavas, chutz l'zman achutz m'kaymai. Or shekibul psulim l'zarkus damin. That the tmeim, the kabolos adam, that the halacha is that by carbon yachid, it always becomes possible. Or they did the zrikas adam. Again, the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, we remember discusses that you have to have both Kabbalah and Zrika to become possible, or one alone is enough. Now the Gemara makes its point. Ketanim Yireisha, what it's saying the Reisha, Shalona v'shnitmas v'shiyotza, if the carbon became possible because it was left overnight, or became Tamei, or was taken out of the Azara, it's not subject to Me'il anymore. My love, Lona Mamish. What happened over here? That the carbon was indeed left overnight. V'hacha, dibar zarku. So why is the halacha indeed that it's not subject to mila? Because the Gemara is saying that since he could have done the zrika properly, it already is considered as if there was a zrika. And since it's considered as if it was a zrika, the carbon was already properly offered. And since the carbon was properly offered, it no longer falls into the category Amila, Ketani Dei Ma'alim. So why do we see that is the basis of this entire heter? The heter is based on the fact that we say the reason that there's no Mila in this case is because we apply the concept of the color Roy Lizard Kazarok Dami, and even though there was no Zrika, it's considered as if there was Zrika. Loy. It doesn't mean that. It's not speak where it remained overnight. Roy Lot says Roy Tamei. It became Tamei. It remained after the Tamei, it became Lona after there was Zrika. In other words, since there was a proper Zrika, so at that moment, the carbon became completely Mutter, and the Mishnah is teaching us, since it became Mutter at that moment, it's never going to be subject to Mila again. But indeed, if it would have never had a real Zrika, just to say that we look at it as if it had a Zrika, because of the concept of Kol Ayma Lizroi Kizarok Domi, we wouldn't say. Avalina Mamish, according to this we're learning, that if it had Lina before the Zrika, Hachinami the Be'alim, it would be subject to Mila. Ask the Gemara, if that's what that Mishnah Masechta Me'ila means to teach us, that the Mishnah Masechta Me'ila is coming to teach us that if it became disqualified because it never had, if it never had a proper Zrika, then it will be subject to Mila. Hachinami de Mayalim, says the Gemara, the wording of the Mishnah is inaccurate. Hai kosh hois lo shas hetel kahanim, the kosh lo hois lo shas hetel kahanim, instead of using the past tense, the Mishnah should have preferably used kosh hois lo shas hetel kahanim, kosh yesh lo shas hetel kahanim, Amy Allenbaugh, because Amy Shasak Lakhanim Boylan. If it's talking, if the Mishnah is referring to a case where there was Zrika or wasn't Zrika, instead of using the past tense, it should have used the present tense and said that if it had Zrika, and therefore it's not subject to Mila. And if not, it is subject to Mila. The wording of the Mishnah doesn't seem to fit with the case that we're explaining. Says the Gemara, indeed we say Kaloi Melizer Kizarek Dami. Just says the Gemara, that even though we apply the concept of Kaloi Melizer Kizarek Dami by Mi'ila, doesn't mean that we should apply it by Tumah. El Amar Vashi, Mila Tumah Karamis, you're trying to ask a question between Mila and Tumah? Mila Mishum Kedusha V'lav Kedushahi. What? When is there a Samila, when is there not an Samila? It depends on, is there still Kedusha? And therefore, the boss of the Pakala Kedusha said, once the Kedusha falls off, how does it fall off? Because it was royal Azrika, but my had the Rafala, and therefore can't come back. And therefore, once it was Oymid Lazrika, even if it didn't actually have Azrika, it will no longer be subject to Mila. However, a Tumah has a different gauge to measure by. Tumah Mishum Uchla, V'lav Uchlahu. By Tumah, it's Eichlin, as we've been saying, it depends, is it Eichel, or is it not an Eichel? Hecha, and therefore, Hecha di Lezorek Lemash Le'ucha, Venim Tamas Eichlin. There it depends, was there actually a Zrika? If there was an actual Zrika, it became edible, and since it became edible, it's not subject to Zrika. Otherwise, it's not subject to, if it had Zrika, it became an Eichel, and it's subject to Tumas Eichlin, otherwise it's not subject to Tumas Eichlin. We know the Torah discusses a parasha of Ashim Toli. Ashim Toli is referring to a situation where a person is not quite sure if he did an Aveira. The classical example of an Ashim Toli is where there were two pieces of meat, one kosher and one not kosher, and the person ate one of those two pieces of meat, and just he doesn't know if he ate the kosher one or the not kosher one. That's when he brings a carbon Ashim Toli. As the Gemara in Masechta Krisis discusses, everybody agrees there's a chiv carbon Ashim Toli when there were two pieces of meat. But if there was only one piece of meat and it's just not sure if that piece of meat was kosher or not kosher, it's a machloikas amaroyim. If under those circumstances and was is there's a chiv Ashim Toli. Furthermore, the Rishonim teach us, and we'll learn this in Masechta Krisis, the Mitzvah Shem, if there were two pieces of meat that were not kosher for different reasons, and he's not sure, and the person's not sure which of the two he ate, he knows he did an Aveira, he just doesn't know which Aveira he did, there too there is no chiv Ashim Toli. Meitzvah. So Gemara said, the Mishnah says in Masechta Krisis, Hamevi Ashim Toli. If somebody brings an Ashim Toli, the night and then he becomes a wish Leichata that he didn't do an Aveira. The halacha is as follows. Im actually Nishchata Noideloi, if he becomes aware before he did the Shechit on this carbon, Yetziv Yir Be'eda Diver Meya. According to Meya, it turns out that this animal never had any Kedusha in it, and since the animal never had any Kedusha, according to Meya, the person is not magdish the animal unless he thinks he's mechuyev to bring the carbon. Here, where it turns out that he knows he didn't do the aveira, so the animal is back to chul. Divrei Rameya. That is the opinion of Rameya. The chamayim yirach yistav. It's treated like a carbon osham that's not usable. Now we know that what it is that a carbon osham that becomes unusable is left to graze until it develops a mum. And then it's redeemed, and the money is used to bring oilus ketzim zbeach. Because the Gemara in Masechta Krisis explains that it is the opinion of the Chachamim that when a person is magdish and Ashim Toli, because he's concerned that he did an Aveira, his concern is so great that he tends to turn it into a carbon no matter what, even if it turns out that he didn't do the Aveira. And therefore this carbon cannot revert to being chulin. Rav Lez's opinion is that he can be makriv with this carbon. Shim ein ba'al chetzeh, harei ba'al chetacher. Rav Lez has the opinion that we're going to learn himself the creases, that maybe, other maybe Ashim Toli kol yoy, a person could bring an Ashim Toli every day, and since he could bring the carbon Ashim Toli every day, so even though it turns out that he didn't do this Aveira, But a carbon ashram talui is anyway bringable, no matter what, and therefore he should continue bringing the carbon ashram talui. Continues the Mishnah Masech Tekrisis. Mishanishchat noidolai. If after he brought the carbon ashram, after he did the shechita, before the zrika, he becomes aware that he didn't do the aveira, the halacha is hadam yishafech, the dam should be spilled out, v'abasi yisarif, and the meat should be burnt, not on the mizbeach. It shouldn't be brought to the mizbeach. It seems that Pashup Shat, this is the opinion of all Tanoim. But many Rishonim say they're a Velezer, true to his opinion, that you can bring an Ashram Tali no matter what, will not agree with this ruling of the Mishnah. Rather, it follows the opinion of the Chacham. Nizuk Hadam, what happens if he only became aware of it after the Zrikas Hadam? So Habasa Yoichel, the meat should be eaten. So, even though now we know there was no chiv to bring this carbon, the carbon accomplished its purpose. The carbon accomplished its purpose, and therefore it should be eaten. Machloikis Achroinim, the machloikis between the Sfas Emes and Reb Chaim Brisker, if after at this point they should do Haktaris Emer. Reb Chaim is of the opinion that they should do the Haktaris Emerin. Sfas Emes seems to say that you should not be doing Haktaris Emerin. Rabbi Yossi is even more lenient. He doesn't require that there should have been an actual Zrika in order to eat the Basar. But his opinion is, afil adam b'kais, even if the dam is in the kais, the halach is Yizarek do the Zrika's adam, the Bas Yod. And now Rava comes to try to explain Rav Yossi's opinion. Vamar Rava, Rav Yossi b'shitas of Shimon Amar. Rav Yossi is following the shita of Rav Shimon, Dharma, Kalaim, Elizabeth, Kazarek, Dharma. Therefore, according to Rav Yossi, even though there wasn't actually a Zrika, but since the blood was quite ready for the Zrika, we look at it as if it already had Zrika. So we see that we do consider, we do follow the concept of Kalaim Elizroik Kazaruk Dami. Unlike what we just said before, that only by Me'ila do we apply this concept, nowhere else. Answers the Gemara, Midi Hutama, is the reason for Rabbi Yossi, because we're following the concept of Kalaim Elizroik Kazaruk Dami. That isn't the reason for Rabbi Yossi. Amri Rav Mishmed Rabbi Yossi Bachanina, Hainatam de Rabbi Yossi, the Sover, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, Klisharas Mekachem as a Psurum Bachatchila Likarev. That once something was put into the Klisharas, we discussed this many times, it becomes full-fledged Kaddush that you could do the carbon. And therefore, since in this case, the dam was already in the Klisharas, the dam was already in the kais, Rabbi Yossi views it as if it already had a full, it views it as if it should, it says that they should continue being makrivit. And as the Rishonim points out, we've learned many times that the having something in the klisharis doesn't have that strong ability. So why all of a sudden over here do we apply it? So I saw the Rishonim explain that given that we're referring here to an Ashram Tali, and as we've discussed many times in this shir, an Ashram Tali is different than every other carbon, because an Ashram Tali is brought because a person just not is concerned that he might have done an Aveira, and even therefore if he discovers that he didn't do the Aveira, that doesn't necessarily say that he shouldn't bring the Ashram Tali, and therefore the Ashram Tali is considered different than all other carbonas, where we say that as soon as it's put into the kais, it's considered as if it had the Zrika. And furthermore, the Achroinim, the Sfas Emes, go on to say, it's not to say that we don't apply it at all in explaining Rabbi Yossi's opinion of Kalaim Elizroik Kazaruk Dami. Certainly we are applying that concept. But the Achroinim, the Sfas Emes, says as follows. We learned, Rav Ashi said, that under normal circumstances we don't say Kalaim Elizroik Kazaruk Dami. We said it by Mi'ila. Says Rav Ashi, Says the Gemara in defending Rav Ashi's opinion, given that we're speaking about an Ashim Tolim, given that it's already in the Kli, even if we normally don't apply the concept of Kol Omer Lizroi Kizaruk Dami, in this case, we will apply the concept of Kol Omer Lizroi Kizaruk Dami. Amle Rav Ashi of Kahana, Mid Amr of Shimon, Kol Omer Lizroi Kizaruk Dami, since we're saying now that to at least to the degree we are applying the concept Kol Omer Lizroi Kizaruk Dami, we seemingly should also say that Kol Omer Lizroi Nami Kizaruk Dami, that everything that's supposed to be burnt, the halacha should view as if it's already burnt. So, as the Gemara, we learned that the Nois and the Parah, Noiser and Parah Duma, are Metama Tumas Oichlim. The question is why? They're supposed to be burnt. And as the Rishonim point out, these are the two cases that the Torah clearly indicates that they have to be burnt. So why don't we say that the Afra ben Almananu, that they're ash, and since they're ash, they certainly should not be subject to Tumas Oichlim. Amalei, he responds, Chibas HaKodesh Mechshata, that we have a concept of Chibas HaKodesh, as we've learned many times, a food, to be subject to Tumas Oichlim, it has to be a food. Furthermore, it has to have been exposed to liquid, but when it's Kodesh, we have a concept of Chibas HaKodesh Machshartam. Similarly over here, we're going to apply the concept of Chibas HaKodesh Machshartam, that even though we ought to say Kolay Melisar Kesarif Dami, and the halacha should look at these items as if they were already burnt, the halacha doesn't look at it that way, because we say that the Chidus HaKodesh gives it a Chshivas. And again, we mentioned our previous year that why don't we apply here the concept of Chetusei Mechdash Yurei, that it should be considered as if it doesn't have the shear. So we said in the previous year that the only time we say Ketusei Mechdash Yurim is by mitzvah saseh, where the Torah requires a certain shear to fulfill the mitzvah. Not over here where it's talking about Tumas Oichlim, there we don't say the concept of Ketusei Mechdash Yurei. Another answer that I saw the Achroinim give is that what does Ketusei Mechdash Yurei say? It says that we look at it as if it's ground up. But just because something's ground up doesn't mean it's not subject to Tumas Oichlim. Amalei, Ravina Ravashi, Ned the Mahane Lechibis Kodesh, the Sule de Gufe. Yes, we've said that the concept of Chibis Kodesh, but Likre Tume Name, Limne Be Rish Vishani. We know that in the Gemara there are two words when we speak about Tome. Sometimes we say the word Tome, and sometimes the Gemara uses the word Pasol. The difference between Tome and Pasol is something that's Tome has the ability to transmit tumma further. Something that's possible doesn't have the ability to transmit tumma further. And here we're saying that a Chibas HaKodesh is such a strong concept that it seems to have the ability to be able to transmit tumma further. And that's the Gemara's question. Nei de mahani lechibas HaKodesh lefsuli de gufei lekruei tamei namei leminei beirish v'sheni that could be transmit tumma further, that should become rishin v'sheni tumma. So this should be the answer to what question Rish Lakish asked. Tzorot Shem Menachas, if we have a Karim Mincha, the way Rashi explains it is that we had a Karim Mincha is typically mixed with olive oil, and part of the carbon in the bowl didn't have any olive oil put on it, and therefore it only became subject to Tumah because of Chibas HaKodesh Mechshartam. And his question was, mined by Rish Mishani, that if something is only subject to Tumas Oichlin because of Chibas HaKodesh, does it have the ability to transmit Tumah further, or ain't it mined by Rish Mishani? So we see that it's a question, how strong is the concept of Chibas HaKodesh Mechshartam? This way Rashi explains the Gemara, as I just said, that's talking about a Karim Mincha that was brought in one keli, but not all of the ingredients in that keli were touched by the liquid, by the olive oil. Tosfos disputes this pshat, because Tosfos says that certainly everything in one keli is considered as if it was touched by the olive oil. and therefore subject to tuma, not because of chibas hakos machshartam, but because as if it was actually touched by oil. And therefore, Tyson says we're talking about a case where it wasn't, there was no oil put into the keli, and it was put into the klisharis, and we know that the klisharis has the ability to mekadesh, but there was no olive oil put on it, and therefore it's subject to tumas oichim because of chibas hakodesh. And Rish Lakish's question is, does that chibas hakodesh have the ability to transmit tuma further? The Tosfos Harosh, in defending Rashi's pshat against Tosfos' question, indeed agrees that if it was in a keli, everything in the keli, even the part that wasn't actually touched by that oil, olive oil, should be subject to tumas oichlin. We're talking about a case, says the Tosfos Rashi in defending Rashi, where some of the ingredients are above the keli and they weren't touched by olive oil either, and they're only subject to tumas oichlin because of chibas hakodesh machshartim. Answers the Gemara. Kiva b'ayla Rish Lakish deraisa. When Rish Lakish asked his question about chibas hakodesh, what he was asking regarding the Raisa, where it works, where we learned before that Levina Eitzim are subject to Tumah because of Chibas HaKodesh Bechshartam the Raisa, and there Rish Lakish wanted to know, does it have the ability to go further? Ki Karminin, when we say that it conveys Truma, we're talking about the Rabbanon. With Rabbanon, it certainly has the ability to convey Tuma further. And it's interesting that the Mepharshim point out, the Paraduma only has Kedushas by the Kabbais. And yet it seems that we're saying the concept of Chibas HaKodesh Machshardon even by something that only has Kedushas by the Kabbais. So the Achronim say it isn't really a compelling Raya. Because we know that the Paraduma many times is called in the Torah Chatos, and therefore it could be a Paraduma, even though technically it has the rule of Kedushas Bedek Kabayis, the concept of Chibas HaKadosh Machshartam will apply to it. But it could be something which is a pure Kedushas Bamin, Kedushas Bedek Kabayis, we won't apply the concept of Chibas HaKadosh Machshartam. Says the Mishnah, Hoy Maharei Lebe Machvas. If somebody says that he's going to bring a carbon, mincha, and a machlas, as we said at the beginning of the Masechta, there are two types of kalim in which to fry, a machlas and a macheshes. We always explain the difference between a machlas and a macheshes, is the machlas is a flat griddle, and therefore what's fried in it is hard. A macheshes is like deep frying, and the food that's fried in it is softer, is more spongy. Other nafkaminas are that one has a cover and one doesn't have a cover. And therefore says the Mishnah, Hoy Marei Lebe Machvas. If somebody says, I'm going to bring a carbon in a machvas, and he brings in a macheshes, or for macheshes, the heavy be machvas, if he said he's going to bring a carbon in a vice versa, the loch is mashe heavy, what you've done is fine, but the halacha is v'idei chavos loyotza. He hasn't fulfilled his chiv, because we assume that when he brought something that he hadn't donated to bring, his intention was to bring really just another carbon. But it's interesting to point out that the Shulchan Aruch HaShulchan Asid says that the right thing to do is to ask him, what is your intent with this carbon? Is your intent to bring the carbon that you're obligated to bring? That then the halacha, as we're going to see in a moment, is that indeed you're not yotza, or was it your intent to bring another carbon? We're referring to a situation where he wasn't here to ask the question to. Continues the Mishnah, if he had the ingredients in front of him, and he said specifically, Zu lahabi b'machlas, I want to bring these ingredients in a machfas. And then instead of bringing these ingredients in a machfas, heavy with macheshes, he brought them in a macheshes. Or, he said he wants to bring these ingredients in a macheshes, and instead of bringing them in a macheshes, he brought them in a machfas, then it's possible. Because he clearly meant to bring these ingredients in a specific manner, and if he didn't bring them in the manner he was supposed to, then the halacha is that the carbon is pasul, and he won't have to bring another carbon, explained the Mefarshim, because it was those ingredients that he promised to bring. Those ingredients are no longer here. He no longer has any further obligations. A similar case. Someone says, I'm going to bring two isarin in one keli. Instead of bringing in one keli, the hevi b'shnei keli, he brought them in two keli. Or he said b'shnei keli, he said that he's going to bring it in two keli, the hevi b'keli. After he only brings in one keli, the halacha is masha hevi hevi. However, they chavasa loyotza. The Chachamim point out that in the second case, where he said he's going to bring in a two kelim, and he brought in one keli, doesn't mean that he's going to have to bring two new kabbanas. One carbon, that one carbon that he brought, he fulfilled his obligation. He's only going to have to bring one more carbon, not two new kabbanas. But if he said elu b'keli echad, he had the ingredients in front of him. He said, I want to bring these two ingredients in one keli, and v'hevi b'shnei kelim, and he ended up bringing them in two kelim, or vice versa. He specified that he wants to bring these two ingredients in two kelim, and he ended up bringing them in one keli, harei lipsul. And the reason it's possible is because he was either supposed to have two kaimitzes, and he ended up with one kaimitz, or he was supposed to have one kaimitz, and he ended up with two kaimitzes, and therefore it's possible. If the Mishnah continues, he said, harei l'shrei esroinis, log keli echad. I'm obligated to bring two isarin and one keli. The hevi lay b'shnei keli, and he ends up bringing in two keli. And they tell him, "Amar lebi klei echad the darta." Didn't you say you're going to bring in one keli? If he continues bringing them b'shnei keli, he ignores what he was told. Then the halacha is psula. Why? Because by ignoring what he was told, it's obvious that this is the flower, this is how he intends to fulfill his original nether, and he isn't fulfilling his original nether, because his original nether was to bring in a one keli, and he's bringing in a two kelim, and therefore it's possible. But if on the other hand, after he was reminded, he does the right thing, he puts them both into one keli, the halacha is that it's kosher. And even though we learn in the Gemara, that once you put something into the wrong keli, it becomes irreversibly pasul, that's only when it was put in with full intent. Here, it's obvious that he had made a mistake, and therefore, if he just corrects his mistake, he's fine. Or, says the Mishnah, harei elai shnei esroin eslov b'shnei keli. He says he's going to be two esarim and two keli, and he ends up bringing them in keli echad. And he's reminded, and he's told, Arulai b'shnei kelim l'darta, didn't you say you're going to bring him into two kelim? If he kriyum b'shnei kelim, if he indeed follows what he reminded, that what he is k'sherim, but if nasna l'knei echad, if he keeps them in one kelim, or other rishonim explain, according to Rashi, that he put it to the other kelim. Tosfos says that he keeps it in the one keli, k'shtei karvin shnesarvu. It's like two different karvin minchas that were mixed up. That the halacha is that since we don't know, unless we could separate and distinguish, say the rishonim, and this is one karvin mincha and this is the other karvin mincha. But if they became completely mixed up, then it's possible. So the Mishnah essentially taught us the same halacha regarding makas and macheshes, and regarding shnei kelim and one keli. And now the Gemara asks, why do we have to have the same rule in both examples? Tzricha. Dishmin ha-kamaisa, if we only had the rule by makvas and macheshes, mishun the common makvas, but kamaisa and macheshes. He said he's going to bring in a makvas, and he ends up bringing in a macheshes. Abu Hakel, in the second case, the idim a makvas, he didn't change the type of keli he meant to bring it in. He either meant to bring in a makvas, he either meant a macheshes. It's only the amount of kelim, but not the type of kelim. Or, if we only had the second case, we would say, We specified that he wants to bring in into two kelim. Abu Hassan, we didn't specify that he wants to bring in more than one keli. The loy pavaglu emeloy. The halacha should be different. Shvicha. Tana Rabbanan. So the Mishnah taught us that if somebody made a neder to bring a carbon in a specific manner, and he brings that carbon not in that manner, so the Mishnah says that if somebody made a neder to bring a carbon one way and he brings it another way, he hasn't fulfilled his neder. Masha hevi hevi, however yidei nidra lo yotza. Shimon disagrees, af yidei nidra yami yotza. According to Shimon, he's fulfilled his neder, because according to Shimon, it doesn't make a difference what he said, it makes a difference according to what keli he actually put it into. So Mishnah said, Zula Havi with Machlis, if he said he's going to bring it in a Machlis, and then if he said he's going to bring specific ingredients to the Machlis, and he brought it in Machlis, or vice versa, the Kavim Milchis Puzzle. But Tanya, but ask the Gemara where he said he's going to bring it in one type of keli, and he ends up bringing in a different keli, the Braisa says, like kitchen klisharis, the klisharis is not effective at all. He answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye, what that Braisa means to say is, like kitchen, likariv, it doesn't give the kedusha that you could use it as a carbon. Our kitchen, l'paso, they do become disqualified. Amar Abaye, and furthermore qualifies Abaye the ruling of our Mishnah, lo shan al shekarim b'shas neder. This halacha of the Mishnah is only when he said, when he made the nether, he said that this flour should be for machvas, or this keli, this should be for two kelim. Av b'shas afrasha, but if he didn't say it at the time he made the nether, he only said this at the time that he was machvish the flour, loy. Because the pasuk specifies kashnadarta. We look at the moment of the nether, loy kesha afrashta. Not at the moment when things were set aside. Hit manami, Amr of Achabach, Chanina, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochan, Loi Shalom Shakam Shas Nether. When do we have to follow what he said? If he said it when he made the nether. Avo, B'shas Afrosha, if what he said was only B'shas Afrosha, Loi, because the Torah says, Kashnadarta, we follow the moment of the nether, the Loi Kesha Afrashta, not the moment when the ingredients were actually designated.